Foreign Enemies and Traitors, Part 3. There was dead silence around the table when Jenny finished her story. Then Doug hesitantly said, "I don't blame you for feeling that way. If that's all it was, a form of self-defense. But I've seen when it goes too far, way too far. Completely out of control, too far. Let me tell you what happened after I missed being barbecued. I stayed with my rescuers for 2 weeks after the second earthquake. Their leader was a man named Webb Hardesty. He was the guy who cut my ropes off when they saved me.